Senate Bill 123, an act to adopt the Uniform Partnership Act and to repeal conflicting provisions.
Senate Bill 123 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Boag.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, this is one of those bills that you might expect to hear me say, trust me on. It is a lengthy bill, but it is actually a very well drafted piece of legislation. It is part of the uniform acts that we see from time to time. But it is what's commonly referred to as RUPA, the Revised Uniform Partnership Act. It is an act that's been adopted by most of our neighboring states, and we have not adopted or adopted the RUPA in South Dakota, thus it's here today. But the we have not adopted or substantially altered our partnership act for approximately 80 years, and thus the world has changed considerably in that period of time. I appreciate the body's deference when we asked to defer this for a day, because there were some questions over the voluntary filings that are contained within this act and the cost of those voluntary filings to the Secretary of State's office. I have been assured that the cost has been delineated as being substantially less than first estimated. And because those filings are voluntary, Minnesota, for example, has had the RUPA in place since 1997 when the revised or when the Uniform Act was first presented by the commission. And in that period of time, Minnesota has only had 100 of such of these voluntary filings. This just brings us back into compliance with today's modern practice within the partnership area of law. It also does another important, very important thing, and that is to put us into consistency with our neighboring states and thus provide a better business environment, business climate for those wishing to use the partnership as a business entity. And with that, I will try and answer any questions, but other than that, I would certainly urge your support of the
further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
I would have, I guess, one question.
State your question.
Senator Boag, a limited liability partnership, is that the filing fee for those the same as a limited liability corporation or a regular corporation?
Senator Boag.
Thank you, Madam President. To my understanding, that those filing fees are based on the capitalization of the original entity, and therefore should be essentially the same.
Senator Hutmacher, other questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 123. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Boag?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Dugard,
DeHuick, Dennard, Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everst,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hange,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hutmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
no.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
Olson, aye.
Putnam, Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
Senate Bill 123 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.